Well, let's take a break from the news now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
Anthony Valadez is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. He joins us once again. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm sure that I will be doing even better because you always lift our spirits with your party that you bring to the DJ sessions.
That's why they call me Turn Up Tony in
LA. That's right. Okay. All right. Well, before we get to the music, I do understand that you just got back from Chicago where you were working on a new music podcast. What's going on there?
That's correct. Spent 2 weeks in Chicago exploring the current sonic landscape of Chance the Rapper and No Name, who are both, they give back to their community. No Name has a book club. And just, you know, where does this come from? We know about the violence in Chicago, but what's creating these changes? And we went all the way back to the Great Migration of the 1920s and worked our way up. And, you know, we explore house music and it being a safe haven for the LGBTQ community. And just basically what's happening in Chicago today and where does all this come from?
And that launches today, right?
Correct.
Okay, good. Well, we'll be listening to that. And meanwhile, let's get to some of the music you brought us today, starting with Dijon with Crybaby.
Hold it down. I collapse when seeing your face, cause you do it on purpose now. And baby, it's an idiot thing denying, can't you see? I wish you put your trust in me. Sometimes I'm anxiously.
A lot of surprising sounds in there. Tell us about Dijon.
Okay, well, I love that juxtaposition of the mellowness into the craziness. He's out of Baltimore, Maryland. He's been making music for 11 years, recording in his living room and bedrooms, very non-traditional. And his sound has been described as indie bedroom R&B. And what I love about him is that he transcends genre, as you hear in that little clip. It's fun, it's raw, it's playful. And there's something adorable about heartbreak, angst, sung with so much soul. And that's what I take away from this song.
Okay, and the next one that you've brought us is called Hypnosis. This is by Holy Hive.
Enter.
Beautiful honey voice there.
Yeah. Holy Hive, they're onto something special. They're on a label. One of my favorite labels of 2019 is Big Crown Records. And they've been consistently putting out great music. And as a club DJ, you always look to the labels to see, can I trust this? Can I spend my time and listen to what this is? And with Holy Hive, they're a three-piece trio out of New York City composed of multi-instrumentalists. And they kind of represent this vintage, old-school feel that maybe you listen to when you're driving in a car with your parents. Mm-hmm. And you're like, this sounds like parent music. But they bring that funk, that soul, and they have those great drum breaks in that record, so I'm a big fan.
And apparently they often involve a harpist in their music.
That doesn't surprise me. That's one of the great things about Holy Hive is, okay, it's a funk band. Then you go on to the next song and there's something folky, and then there's a harp, and it's out of nowhere. And I love that kind of surprising music today.
Okay, the next one you brought us is Natalie Slade with Humidity.
So I took myself out for a few drinks, got to know myself. Ground to head. Where have you been all these days that I was in need of a little help? Pieces of the one mind. Collecting pieces of the one mind. Collecting
I feel like I could be in like a really cool cocktail lounge in Echo Park with the red lights going here, Anthony.
Same here.
Well, what's interesting is that she just popped up on my radar last week, and I heard this song, and I'm like, let's check out the video and see what it's all about. This is a kid. She's young, and she has such this old spirit. And, you know, this record is produced by Simon Maven, who you may know from the Grammy-nominated band Hiatus Coyote. And so she's fresh on my radar, and her forthcoming record is set to drop in 2020. So I'm looking forward to hearing more from this young soul.
Okay, up next, we've got Teebs with Slumber. I think I understand why they call it Slumber, Anthony.
Good point. Great point. You're just killing it today, Jeremy. This is his first album in 5 years. He took a break to have a family, and he's a veteran of the L.A. beat scene, which has been godfathered by the likes of Flying Lotus, and he's a big part of that sound and that movement.
Well, but wait, what is the L.A. beat scene?
The L.A. beat scene has been pivotal in a lot of what you hear today in terms of the Kendrick Lamars, the Erykah Badus. It's composed of a bunch of instrumentalists in Los Angeles, godfathered by Flying Lotus, who created these interesting textures with cheap samplers and with very limited resources and created some of the most futuristic sounds. There was a nightclub devoted to the sound in which Prince, Tom York, and Erykah Badu would all stop in. Hmm. And it's all part of this L.A. beat scene.
So Teebs is part of the L.A. beat scene.
That's correct. And he's kind of grown a bit, and he sounds less of Flying Lotus and more of a maturing Ryuichi Sakamoto in this record.
Okay, well, we have time for one more, and this is Jamie Branch with Theme Nothing. Jamie Branch, the trumpeter here.
That's correct. You know, there's this young, vibrant jazz scene happening in Los Angeles with Kamasi Washington, in London with Ezra Collective. But what I'm learning, especially spending some time in Chicago, is that it never left. It's been there. And Jamie Branch has such an incredible human story. She was battling drug addiction for some time, and now she spends all her time and energy focusing on music. And now you have that incredible cut, Theme Nothing.
And she's called her new album Fly or Die 2, Bird Dogs of Paradise, A Prayer for America. That's America spelled with a KKK. Mm-hmm. As a DJ, are you noticing more political themes starting to crop up in music artists are making?
I mean, it's been happening since the birth of hip-hop and punk rock, and it's never really stopped. Right when we thought there was a moment of not a lot happening, it was still there. We just weren't looking.
That is Anthony Valadez, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. New podcast out today. It's called Place and Sound. We'll link to it at hereandnow.org, where you can also find all of his picks from today. Anthony, thanks.
Thanks, Jeremy. Have a great day.